Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Minneapolis, and I'm working for a newspaper here, and we just heard about Lost Springs, and I wanted to verify whether it's really true that it just has one person in it.
Well, that's what the sign says, which was true probably, 10, 12 years ago. Anyway, now there are three people down there.
Well, down there, it says...
Yeah, I live a mile out of town.
Oh, on Lost Springs Road?
No, I'm on Highway 1820, U.S. Highway 1820. But there's a Lost Springs Road that goes north of town.
Well, I'd like to talk to someone in the town. Do you know anybody's name who actually lives in the town?
Yes, Art Stringham lives in town.
Stringham.
S-T-R-I-N-G-H-A-M.
I see a guy named Robert Stringham.
Well, that was his father, and his father has passed away. They had a little store, which is mostly antiques. The sign says antiques and stuff. Anyway, Art works away, but he has the store. He would probably be home in the evening.
Who else lives in town? A couple other people, apparently.
Well, his brother Alfred lives in town. I don't know whether Alfred has a phone or not. But Lita Price does have a phone.
I see Vincent Price.
Well, that was her deceased husband.
He was famous.
Well, if you want to put it that way.
Well, I mean, well known.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, he wasn't much of a person for really associating with the country people around the area.
Really? Why?
But some people, yes, but others, no.
So he was kind of mean?
Not necessarily mean. He just wanted to run everything, and we people who lived at Lost Springs lots longer than he ever did just didn't approve of his way of wanting to run things.
And he died?
Yes, I understand that he passed away. I think he and his wife, Lita, had separated, and he went back to Ohio or someplace back east, and that's where he passed away.
All right. Well, I might give the number a call for Vincent Price, which would probably have her answering.
I think it would. Let me look in my phone book.
It's got to be the smallest phone book in America.
Well, no, it's an area phone book. It would be under Douglas.
She remarry, huh?
No.
Who the devil's Douglas?
Yeah, White Pages.
Is George Etchemendy still around?
Yes.
But
he's north of town.
He's north of town.
Oh,
everybody pretty much knows everybody, I suppose.
Well, pretty much. There's not many people here.
Yeah. Be interesting if someone moved there who didn't want to know anybody.
P-R.
Town have a mayor?
Yeah, Lady Price is mayor.
Another Price? How many Prices are there?
Same one, just one. Price, Casey.
Was there a vote and everything?
Well, you'd have to ask Lita. Okay. I can't find Price.
Takes me that long looking in the New York City phone book.
Well, I can't. This is... Huh. Well, let me get an old... Oh, that's the one that should be in it.
What do you do all day?
Well, I'm retired, and today I've done laundry for myself and my great-grandsons that live here.
Just out of curiosity, are they, they're young, right? They're not adults.
My grandson is 41. He has a modular on my ranch. And and then his two boys live with him and go to school in Douglas. Hmm. And the boy, my great-grandsons are 16 and 14.
They ever help out with the laundry?
No, I do their laundry.
What a deal for them. Wait till they demand that of their wife. See how far that goes.
Well, he and his wife are separated. He and the boy's mother are separated.
Yeah, I mean, when the kids grow up, they're going to expect their wife to do the laundry.
Well, I imagine. Well, under the name Price, I don't see leaders listed as a...
It wasn't an assassination or anything, was there?
Pardon?
Well, I mean, is she alive?
Yes. Hmm. Price. Huh. Well, that is odd.
Did Vincent have a goatee?
You know... I don't know whether he did or didn't. I don't remember. Mm. He's been gone a long time.
There are a lot of mountains around there?
Yeah. There's Casper Mountain, which is out of Casper, and then there's the Laramie Range that runs over west of here.
Are there ever any crimes committed?
Well, in Douglas a while back, about within the last month, there was a lady who went berserk, and she killed her son and her husband.
Well, that's illegal.
Well, she killed herself, too.
Well, that makes the punishment part easier.
Yeah. Shoot, why can't I find Price? Unless she's unlisted.
I always wonder if the people who just kill themselves thought about first killing a couple people and then themselves and decided against it, or if in fact there are people who just kill themselves and people who kill others first and then themselves.
You know, I don't know. Well, I don't see Price. I don't see Lita Price listed of all the Prices. William, Devin, Rose, Robert, Nicole, Christy, Judy, John, Jim, G A, and F D, and Dorothy, and Deborah, and a D, and a D, and a Chuck. She must be unlisted.
Yeah.
Let me try Stringham, see if Art is listed. R.F.
Wonder what she does all day as mayor.
You'd have to ask her that.
Probably laundry.
I don't know. She runs the Lost Bar.
Oh. Is that easy to find?
Yeah, it's right on Main Street.
Well, why do they call it that?
I don't know. It's for Lost Springs, I guess.
Oh, Lost okay,
Springs
right.
Bar.
I forgot that. It's been so long, I forgot the name of the town. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, it should be ST here. ST.
Any parades in town at all?
Well, we haven't had a parade since we celebrated our bicentennial year.
Oh. And then there was a big one?
Well, I don't see a phone listed for there's a George Stringham, but that must be in out of Casper, and George K. out of Casper.
Ruth Smathers still around?
I got a feeling. Pardon?
Ruth Smathers still around? Ruth?
Ruth Shippen passed away, or Ruth Mason.
Oh.
After her first husband died, she married Clarence Mason, and they moved to Douglas, and both of them have passed away.
Seems like about everybody's dying around there.
Well, the young people are still around here, the younger ones.
Why does a young person stay around there, do you think?
We're all ranchers.
Hmm.
And I, of course, my son runs my ranch. I'm 89.
89?
Yes.
Man, can you still ride a horse?
Well, I haven't been on a horse for years. No, I ride a four-wheeler, and I drive, do my driving, and I do my own work, and I have a garden, and I, well, I'm just retired.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get in a four-wheel drive vehicle at 89 and say, I'm just going to have some fun here and go cross country and maybe go a little faster than I should?
I have a four-wheel drive Dodge Durango, but I don't use the four-wheel drive. It's a 2-4-wheel drive. I drive to Douglas, and Douglas is 30 miles away. Lusk is 25 miles away to buy groceries at either place, and I drive to Torrington. I drive to Casper.
You ever roped a calf?
Roped a calf? No. I've helped brand calves. I've held calves for branding, and I've...
Have you given birth to a calf? You know, where you pull them out?
Yes, we, my son and daughter-in-law, and I pulled one last week. It was a freak accident. A small heifer had a calf and had trouble, and we pulled it. And yes, I have pulled a calf years ago. I don't have cattle anymore.
I was eating breakfast one day. I was traveling, and I was staying at this bed and breakfast, and I woke up to a guy shaking me on the shoulder saying, will you give us a hand? I had to go into the barn. They had a rope tied to this calf inside this cow, and me and about four guys had to pull it out of there by pulling on the rope. I said, how the hell did these creatures evolve to this stage? They can't even give birth by themselves.
Well, it depends on their age. Lots of time you'll help a first calf heifer. That they're a 2-year-old, and you'll help them. Because maybe the calf is backwards, or maybe it's an extra large calf, or maybe it's just not coming right. Sometimes you take them in and have a cesarean.
Yeah, well, we pulled that thing out, and we ended up flying backwards, and the thing landed all over us, and we all got soaking wet, and then the guy got up and said, okay, let's have breakfast.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
you saved the calf, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we earned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call this number I have for Vincent Price. I got a 307-334-3268. That could be your number.
That could be.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, or call, let's see, I didn't see the Stringham name. I bet Art just has a cell phone.
Yep, that's probably true. Yeah, more and more people are getting those things.
Well, and there's some places, like where my son lives, you'd have to have 2 miles of wire to have a phone, and so he has a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. I'll tell you what's going away, and I miss them, those payphones you used to see sitting out by the road, the little booths you could go into.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we have a telephone booth downtown. It belongs to, Quest? telephone system.
We used to have one in our neighborhood. I used to go in it and pretend I was Superman, or is it Underdog? One of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd come out and see if I was different. I never was.
Well, anyway, there's one downtown. The town, our town consists of the old store building, which Art Stringham has, and the Lost Bar, which Lita Price has.
Lita? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bar open right now?
If she's home, it's open.
It's in her house?
Well, she lives upstairs. The bar is downstairs on the first floor, and she lives on the second floor.
Huh. Fine. That's an old Western kind of arrangement that I thought had gone by the wayside.
Well, not out in this area. There's, I imagine there's other people that live above businesses like that.
Yeah, it was just that in the saloons, you know, it was always the women had the rooms upstairs.
Well,
yeah.
If you want a lot of good information about Lost Springs, give my friend Chuck and Mary Engebretson. Their phone number is 307-334-2929.
Okay. I'll give him a ringski.
Yeah, Mary was Mary's parents and grandparents homesteaded here years ago. Hmm. My late husband's parents homesteaded here in 1908.
Huh.
And I am living in the house on the ranch that they homesteaded that many years ago.
Wow.
Of course, the house has been added on to at different times.
Huh.
But
that's
the original house is incorporated into the house.
That's an interesting history. I think I'll make a couple of phone calls after getting that number from you and see who I can scare up.
Yeah, I think Mary could give you a lot of good information.
Very good. I'll call right now. I appreciate your help. I'll see if I can find anybody around.
Yeah, okay, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Hi, is this the Prices?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Tom Mischke. I'm calling from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. I work for a newspaper out here, and I was just reading about the population of your town and wanted to find out more about it. Is it really just a population of one?
No, it's three. It was a federal census error. I'm a caterer, and I'm real busy right now.
Oh, I thought you were the mayor.
Yes, so if you could call... maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you catering for the whole town?
You know, I don't do interviews with people that are smartsy. I've been catering for 37 years, sir. Cater for the railroad. I cater for large organizations. I'm trying to get ready for some auctions.
All right.
If you want to call me tomorrow, that'll be fine.
All right. Thank you. Smartsy.
Hi, you have reached the Engebretsons. We can't come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message after the tone, and I'll get back to you. Thanks for calling.
I'd only be smartsy. I'm done being smartsy.